USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and members of his coronavirus task force are meeting with Louisiana Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards at the White House. Among the things that are being discussed include the guidelines that were set up by the federal government for states.
The current guidelines, I think you can say, are very much incorporated in the guidance that we're giving states to open up America again. But maybe, Mr. President,
I think a way of saying it, they'll be fading out.
And as far as testing more people for coronavirus, Dr. Anthony Fauci says,
everyone who needs a test, according to the way we're approaching the identification, isolation, contact tracing, keeping the country safe and healthy, that hopefully we should see that as we get towards the end of May, the beginning of June. That's what I'm being told by the people who are responsible for the testing.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.